Welcome to the Transcend Your Health podcast. I'm Erin Avery, your self-love junkie, fitness enthusiast, and entrepreneur that will come to you each week with a thought, idea, or strategy to help you rise above your limits and elevate you to the next level in your life, finances, and relationships. So get ready, grab a notebook, and let's transcend your health. Hey, what's up, you guys? Welcome to another episode of Transcend Your Health. And today I am super excited to talk about the power of language. I have been going through a lot of my client check-ins, and I've noticed that, and it, I guess because of the time that we're in right now with the quarantine and just being locked up in our homes, binge and emotional overeating is taking a toll, and I understand that. But I'm noticing there's more negative words, negative language being spoken about that I can't do this. This is too hard. I'll never be able to. And I started reading these client check-ins and I just started thinking to myself, you know, as a collective, we will always rise to the level of our expectations. If we think we can do something, we will. If we think we can't, we won't. And that's all driven by language. So when we are saying those words, I can't, I'll never be able to, it's not worth it, we let ourselves down. And then I was noticing through check-ins, because there's a section where I usually put about, a highlight of the day or what was a win. And the language changes, right? There's language of motivation, discipline, sacrifice, hope, focus. So it made me think about how we may not put a lot of belief in one area of our lives, but we do place it in other area of our lives that we believe that we are good at and we believe that we can make a difference in. And just a few of them that I was going through were things like our jobs, our finances, and our children. Right? So you believe that what you're doing for your work with your finances and how you're raising your children is obtainable, right? You believe that you can do your job well. You believe that you can save money. So you start to say, oh, I can save money. I can focus on not buying extra pairs of shoes this month. I can sacrifice going out to dinner, spending more money, right? I can meet the deadlines that my boss needs me to make so that I can make more money, so I can save more money, right? I can give up going out with my friends so I can be with my children. I can focus on the things that I need to do in order to be a good mom, a good dad, whatever, right? So that I can instill values and beliefs in my children so that they grow up to be independent thinkers and have motivation, discipline, sacrifice, and focus in their lives, right? So there's a disconnect, and the disconnect is in the language. Somehow, we tend to act and think and do, and we're determined to be positive and forthright in other areas of our lives. But when it comes to working at weight loss or improving our mental health, we don't seem to have that same motivation or discipline, sacrifice, and focus. And here's the pattern of why we don't, because we start and stop over and over again. And then for years of doing that, we lose the belief that we can't do it, right? And there's that negative connotation, that language, we can't do it. And you start to tell yourself stories like, I can't, I'm terrible at portion control. I have no self-control over food. I always screw up. I'll always be fat. I am fat. I just don't know how to fill in the blank. The words that you use to describe are the words that you prescribe for your action. You are literally living into the reality of the words that you speak into existence. Wow, I'm going to repeat that. The words you describe are the words you prescribe. You literally live into the reality you speak into existence. So if you are speaking words of I can't, I won't, I suck, guess what? You won't, you will not, and you will suck, right? So I want you to think about your job. This is just a great example. I want you to think about your job. Your boss says, hey, I need you to do the coffee project, right? Now, you might not want to because you know it's going to take a lot of work, but you tell yourself, I have the time, I'm focused, I can do it, I'm good at writing. And then halfway through the project, the boss says, Catherine, this is great, but I just need you to change this one part so that it aligns with our overall feel. And you're like, oh, okay. Even though you worked so hard, but you know, you might not want to change it because you think it's great, but you tell yourself, you know, it's okay. I got this. I can do it. And I'll just rework this plan so that it fits the overall project. And then you do it. And then the project gets turned in. The boss comes to you and says, that was amazing. You did a great job. Thank you for the revisions. I'm going to give you a raise. Okay. There's that one scenario. Let's take that same scenario and change up the language, okay? So your boss comes to you, asks you to do the coffee project, and again, you don't want to do it, and the whole time you are doing it, you're thinking to yourself, I can't do this. I suck. I'm not a good writer. They're never going to like what I come up with, but I'm just going to do it. Hopefully it's okay. It sucks. I suck at this. I can't do it. Okay, right? This the whole time you're doing it is this is terrible. This is no good. You do it. Your boss comes and looks at it and says, Catherine, this is pretty good, but I just need you to change this part and this part so that, you know, it goes with the overall feel of the project, of what we're trying to say, what we're trying to do. And then you just say, oh my God, I can't do that. Can you give it to Barb? She's so much better at this. Without hesitation, he says, fine. He gives it to Barb. Barb revises it. It's done, turned in. You go to the big meeting. Boss says, you know, congratulations, Barb. This was a home run. I'm going to give you a raise. You know, you're promoted to whatever. And here you are sitting in your chair listening to this, stuck in the same place that you were because you chose to listen to the words that you were describing. Your language shifts everything. Your words will lead you to the choices you make, and the choices you make lead to the outcomes you get. You know, we're so quick to correct others when they say negative things, right? If your kid came up to you and said, Mom, I suck at math. I'll never be good. I'm not smart. Nobody likes me. You don't let your kid get away with that. You are so quick to correct them when saying, honey, you are smart. You just have to practice. You will be good at it. People do like you, right? And then you make him, you sit him down and you help him practice. You do homework until he gets it. It's the same thing with yourself. Our words influence our choices. What you describe is what you prescribe. So today, I want you to do a little thought inventory. I want you to take notice to the words that you're saying when it comes to your food choices, when it comes to your body, when it comes to your overall well-being. And I want you to write them down, whether they're positive or negative. Write them down and ask yourself, when I said this, how did I respond in action? So for example, when you looked in the mirror, did you say, I hate my body? Write that down. And then write down what you did afterwards. Did you proceed to go eat all the cookies and not work out? And, you know, for lunch, you had just like Taco Bell or something. Maybe you didn't eat at all because that's your punishment for yourself. Or did you look in the mirror and maybe said, you know what, I look pretty good today. I'm not where I want to be, but I'm working on it, right? Did you say that? Write that down. And then what did you do as an action? Did you go work out? Did you go for a walk? Did you make a well-balanced breakfast? Did you eat pretty much on point the whole day? Improvements hinge on your thoughts. Take a thought inventory. This is something we don't do, and right now we have a lot of time to do it. This doesn't have to be perfect. But I want you to start thinking about, not thinking, I want you to start seeing what you're thinking and how it influences your response, how you react. Improvements hinge on your thoughts. When your language changes, so does everything else. All right, you guys, that is it for today's episode. I want to invite you, if you're somebody that is struggling with binge and emotional overeating, especially right now during these times in quarantine, I am opening my 10-week course, Divine and Satisfied, where we are going to dive deeply into unlocking the unconventional methods that do work to end your struggle with overeating. If this is something that you are like, I need this and I want this right now, please go to my website, erinaverifitness.com/coaching, and take a look. And all you have to do is hit enroll or apply. And it doesn't mean that you're in. It's just going to take you to a form that you can fill out. And then we'll have a conversation. We'll talk about this and see how I can help you. Until next time, you guys have a wonderful week. Transcend your health. And I love you. Bye-bye. Hey guys, thanks for listening to the podcast. Your support means a lot to me. If anything in this episode resonated with you, I would love to know. Drop me a message at Erin Avery Fitness on Instagram. And if you want to reach out, please email me at erinaveryfitness@gmail.com. I want to make sure that I can reach as many people as possible. So please share, rate, and review the show on your social media. I would love to shout you out and even give away some free one-on-one coaching. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.